Right now, we have on an actor from another show that's on ABC. And, you know, he wasn't in the first episode, but he plays John Cho's assistant in the second episode, beginning with the second episode. And his name is Matthew Cardarapple.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Doing good.
Excellent.
Just making sure you guys can hear me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're coming through very clear.
Yes. And so...
Okay.
So, you know, so we basically explained the premise of Selfie just a little while ago, but how would you describe Selfie?
It's great. It's great. First of all, how are you guys doing?
We're great.
And I saw the first, the pilot. I thought it was a great, entertaining show, by the way.
Yeah. It's a great show. Everyone's really awesome. John Cho is really awesome to work with. Karen Gillian is super nice. It's about a marketing guru that kind of helps this girl that's kind of in shambles get her life together. I'd say that's what it's pretty much about.
And what part will you be playing?
I play John Cho's assistant, his executive assistant on the show. And my character is kind of like a good-natured guy that, you know, tries hard, but sometimes I mess up quite a bit.
Okay, so you're...
That's my character.
So John Cho, his character gives you, I assume, assignments, and you fail to follow through properly, or...?
Exactly, but But I get away with it because I'm nice and...
You're loyal and dedicated to the cause.
Exactly.
And so you're probably similar
to... It's like
to...
me in life, so it works.
Yeah, but you probably have similar qualities to the star of the show, the girl. What's her name?
Eliza Dooley.
Eliza Dooley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which should drive John Cho very crazy then, because he's so structured and he's so serious and he's so disciplined.
Yeah, he's great. John Cho is so nice. Love that guy.
So would you say that your character kind of gives some comic relief to the show?
Oh, well, no, I'd say that, I mean, yes, it does, but there's already a lot of comedy, so, yeah, it's not just me that's funny. The show is actually very funny.
Yes, it is. I agree. Especially Karen Gillan's scenes, you know, because she screws up quite often as well.
Yeah. It looks like a great show, and as you talked about John Cho, and we've had John Cho on in the past
as well,
and, you know, obviously from his days as MILF guy number two, I believe it was, in American Pie, and White Castle, of course, you know, one of the best, Harold and Kumar and stuff like that. And so how's it like to, you know, work with the likes of John Cho and Karen Gillan?
Oh, it's great. They're super nice. I thought Karen Gillian was from, because she had an accent, I thought she was from England, but she's from Scotland, so I kind of messed that up.
Now,
she's Scottish.
Right. And now she seems to have a lot of makeup on in the show. I know that that's part of her character. And so what's she like behind the scenes? Is she closer to Eliza Dooley or the version that she's created?
No, she's... yeah, she's pretty close. She's pretty close to it. I mean, not too close, but she's got a lot of energy and she's very, she's great. She's really nice. Nice to everyone on set. And, yeah, it's great. Great working with John Cho.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, Matthew, you've done quite a bit, you know, and a lot more to come as well later this year with, you know, Dumb and Dumber 2, Jurassic World, next year, everyone's looking forward to, among others.
It's got dinosaurs in it.
Absolutely. But in the past as well, some of your other films and shows, you know, 310 to Yuma you were involved with, Drillbit Taylor, a wide variety, you know, from comedy, drama, you know, even some Western in there. Is comedy your favorite genre to work with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love comedy. Yeah. Comedy's the best.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And do you, what are the differences between working on a TV series, versus working on a film? Do you prefer one over the other? And maybe some of the big differences between the two.
I prefer working on TV because it's more steady. A movie is kind of one and done, but I'm happy to work on films too. I love doing everything TV, film. I also direct little short films here and there, which is fun. I love them both. It's hard to pick one.
Absolutely. And so now I know Greg and myself, and probably even Dave, very excited about Dumb and Dumber 2. It's been a
didn't they already do that?
There was Dumb and Dumber.
The prequel that came out. Now the sequel, the original.
I thought that one was good, and I can't wait for
it.
For
was Dumb
originals.
And Dumber, yeah. But the Farrelly Brothers, they didn't have anything to do with that one.
Right.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber 2 comes out November 14th.
What do you play?
Gary and Jeff Daniels are in it. I play a finalist, and I have a scene with Jeff Daniels, and it was amazing. A dream come true to work with those guys.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's pretty much my hero, and the Farrelly Brothers are great too.
Yes.
And now, am I right when I say for Jurassic World you play a ride operator? Did I read that right? Or
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And what kind of ride is this?
Oh man. They'd come after me if I told you that.
Wow, see, I tried to sneak in there, yeah. I know, there's a lot of secrecy around that one.
I can't say anything about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
And it looks like you're also playing a zombie coming up next year, Scouts versus Zombies, so definitely a wide range of things going on. And
Yeah, I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And the show looks great. I didn't get a chance to see the pilot yet. I know Joseph and Dave did and saying all the great things about it. And then I know you're coming in, I believe, episode 2.
I'll watch it just because of Karen Gillan and her character, how hot she is.
Well, there you go. And Matthew, yeah. Great work there. And when we brought up John Cho, as we mentioned with Harold and Kumar, go to White Castle, any time that's brought up, now my cravings are coming in, so I may have to fly to the East Coast after the show today.
Are you getting the munchies, Greg?
There we go. this looks very exciting. And, Matthew, a lot of great stuff coming up here for you. So we look forward to seeing you, not just in this show, but everything else coming out.
And we got one final kind of question for you here. Since the show is called Selfie, it's all about social networking. Are you big into social networking, and can people follow you?
Of course, yeah. I'm in social networking. You can follow me on Twitter at Maddie Carteropel, and I'm on Facebook, Maddie Carteropel. I love social networking.
And can you take? Because we were trying to tell Dave how to take a selfie. Do you
know how
to? No, you don't know.
I have an iPhone. I do the reverse camera and I smile.
Matthew, can you take a selfie?
That's,
do you know how?
That's a selfie.
I know what
Matthew,
I'm doing.
Dave thought a selfie was playing with himself until the show started. Yeah, so
okay.
We're teaching him.
What show is this?
Right.
So
that's why we want to know how to take a successful
right,
selfie.
Right, right. Teach Dave that it's actually a picture. So
I've had success.
Okay.
But, you know...
Cool,
but,
man. You know what you do? You can Google how to do it. You can go on the net and Google how to take something.
Yeah, you'll see my picture.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video.
He
right.
didn't do
you know how
I
to
give
take instructions.
Last year, you
step
didn't know what
step.
Googling was either.
Yeah. I know Google.
Okay. Well, again,
noodle,
Mr. McGoogle.
Matthew, when does Selfie start? Is it later this month, right?
It airs September 30th.
September 30th, and right now I believe you can see it on Hulu and abc.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Matthew.
Joining us
Thanks,
today.
Matt.